Everything you know about health is about to change. Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Sometimes people suffer, not from lack of faith, but from lack of knowledge. This is the show that changes that. If you are tired of being sick, tired of not getting answers, tired of spinning in circles, for healing is not a mystery. It is a miracle that you were designed to experience. It takes hard work and real knowledge. It takes patience and time. It takes the education this show can provide. So, get it straight today. Here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. Do I have a show for you? Of course, you know what it's about. Happy Mother's Day. This is the Mom's Show. And the intention of the show is to give you an in-depth insight into what mom actually goes through as she births her babies. This is a subject men are particularly ignorant of. This is a subject women are particularly ignorant of. So tomorrow we celebrate Mother's Day. You're going to give your mom a hug, a gift. It's a sincere, wonderful day. And my point is, what are you really celebrating? What are you really thanking her for? Well, you'll get a much better insight over the next 30 minutes. Childbirth, from the standpoint of medicine, and I'm talking about natural medicine, places an enormous stress on the mom. Now, we kind of know that, but there's a couple of reasons why. The first one is the episiotomy, and the second one is the cesarean. If you've had a natural childbirth and you didn't tear, nor did you have a cesarean, God bless you. And keep your fingers crossed, all your births are going to be like that or were like that. But there's something deeper than that, and that is to understand the perineum of the woman. That place between the vagina and the anus is of massive significance to the health of the body, to the hormonal system. This is why I always have to chuckle when women have concerns about their hormones, because there's so many versions of what to do. Well, really, in one sentence, drop down low, ladies. Go into those perineal muscles. And respect the fact that if you've torn there, it's going to go after an energy circuit in the body that controls the endocrine system. Now, as always, I've got pictures galore on this. So if you're new to the show, get to the website, if you can, straighttalk.cc. Those of you who already know, please get to the website because the pictures really tell so much. And remember, I'm going to extend this show. It'll be posted in about an hour. I do a much more comprehensive version, which you should all listen to, either now or later on in the day. You've got to respect the perineum of the human organism, in this case the female, to really respect what happens during childbirth. Well, we kind of know this in a way. Think of yourself before you had children, and let's draw you as a triangle, meaning broad at the shoulders and narrow at the waist. And let's understand that after a child or two, you kind of look like an upside down triangle. We say that the lower heater or the pelvic region just loses all its tone. We say the perineum loses its tone. And as it's losing its tone, you're compressing nerves, you're twisting blood vessels, you're slowing down the rate at which the lymphatics drain the pelvic area. So when we say you lose tone after childbirth, the bulk of that tone, that muscular tone, occurs down in those perineal muscles. But the consequence of losing tone has a expansive effect in that area on the arteries, the veins, the nerves, the lymphatic system. And the net effect of that is we start to lose optimal physiology in those areas. Well, you know this. After birth, women get constipated. After birth, women's periods change. After birth, women have all sorts of pains down there. There can be pain after intercourse, after childbirth. There's a whole slew of things that women know. Urinary incontinence. You can't hold your urine as well. You all know this. But you see, you can actually measure the rate of your biological age. The rate at which the body deteriorates is directly proportional to the rate at which the perineal tone changes. Well, you kind of know this too. If you've had one child and you're 30, you look a certain way. If you've had eight children and you're 30, you look older. Now, this isn't across the board true, because some women are enormously resilient. Some women actually do better and birth more easily, you know, childbearing hips. Mind you, at the turn of the century, infant mortality and maternal mortality were within the top five reasons women died. So there's a long history of understanding, thus the etiology of the necessity of the midwife and the doula, something pregnant women should all have today. Before we had the cesarean figured out, or even the episiotomy, before we did that, we had situations that were far worse than the tears and the scars and the things I'm about to get into. What you had was mortality. So back then, you looked at a woman's hips, the family she was marrying into would look at her hips to determine whether or not those hips were childbearing. This was actually done. It was a big deal. You had to know if she could handle a kid. And the fact that that maternal mortality was that high was an indication of the seriousness of this and the consequence if things went wrong. So we have a history of understanding that pelvic basin in a female was of great significance. Now jump to modern day with cesareans and episiotomies. Yeah, we've brought down maternal mortality tremendously, and that's a blessing we have to respect. But really, in the ideal of it, she pops that baby out in 20 minutes. It comes out head first. It's a joyful, smooth experience. Now, for as much as you might say that's not reality, it is reality. And you can see a great birth coming, and you can see a troubled birth coming. And any midwife or doula worth her salt will tell you this. What you're thanking mom for is what she went through and the long-term ramifications. All in the name of the love she gives to you. Women suffer through childbirth. They suffer through gestation. And they suffer during those first years. Now, of course, we don't want to look at it that way. We want to understand it as the best years of our life, right? And that's to be respected, too. But there's another side to it. Let's go into the perineum. If you're on the website, pictures number 5 and 6. The muscles of the perineum. And in the center spot, right where you get that cut. So let's talk episiotomy. In an episiotomy, because the canal's not large enough for the head, a woman is either cut straight from the lower part of the vagina. You can see this on pictures 7 and 8. She's either cut from that lower part of the vagina a little bit towards the anus, or she's cut laterally. She starts just at the bottom of the vagina, and then not towards the anus, but just a little to the side of it. So you have a posterolateral cut or you have a straight incision straight to the back. If you ever have a choice, you get the postural lateral one. And there's a reason for that, because those muscles represent what we call the pelvic diaphragm. In Chinese medicine, there are two energy lines, one running up and the other running down the spine. The one running up they call the conception vessel. The one running down the back they call the governing vessel. Collectively, those two energy lines, which are stimulated and maintained and strengthened by that perineal tone, which of course gets compromised after a tear or after an episiotomy. But in Eastern medicine, and this needs to be really drilled in and respected, the minute the tone of the pelvic diaphragm starts to get weak, every organ there, uterus, ovaries, bladder, intestines, rectum, they all begin to drop. That drop in their spatial orientation creates imbalance in the physiology. So after a tear, I'm going to add the cesarean to this later. I'm going to add the episiotomy. After the traumas of birth, organs tend to drop. Now, they won't prolapse fully, but they do begin to drop. We begin to weaken that pelvic area. Now, the consequence of that is most fundamentally an energetic consequence, because the pumping of that diaphragm equates to the pumping of the brain. The low back and the perineal tone and the flexibility there is what drives the pumping mechanism of the cranial rhythm. So as you lose tone down there, you kind of lose the physiological sanctity of the brain. Most fundamentally, the endocrine system. Well, just check this against the statistics. How many women, and you read this across the board in every part of the world, after childbirth, we call it postpartum blues. Yeah, it's an irony. You're so overjoyed that you have a child, hopefully a successful birth. Something to celebrate, certainly. And yet, you have all the signs of postpartum blues. And then all the hormonal problems, the thyroid goes, the adrenals are exhausted. The eyes blacken or they get brown. You just don't seem to have your pizzazz. And if you're on your second, third, fourth, fifth birth, the later births are worse. All this is obscured. All this is obscured to modern medicine. Modern medicine has lots of reasons for this. Nobody's looking down there at the tone in the perineal muscles. Eastern medicine is filled with these concepts. Now, a cesarean, and I put some pictures on the website of the cesareans. Wow. Cesarean is a major surgery. It's not just a little clip. A cesarean is a massive surgery. Just look at the pictures I put. That one picture where that child's coming into the world off a cesarean. Now, again, there's a flip side to that cesarean. Perhaps the child would die. Perhaps the mother would die. So we got to be careful here. But if we really understood the consequences of a cesarean, not just on the mother, but the child. I'm going to get to the child in the comprehensive show. If we look at the child, a cesarean is a birth trauma. Because the kid's popping out not in the way nature intended. And why are we doing the cesarean? Often we're doing it in an emergency area. Doctors know they don't want to do a cesarean unless they have to. So first there's the crisis, then there's the emergency surgery. All this is on the kid. But from the standpoint of the mom, the focal theme of the show today, she's torn. That's a huge scar. And of course, where is that scar? That scar completely disconnects that conception vessel, that meridian moving up from the perineum up to the brain. So these scars, whether it's from a tear down low, an episiotomy down low, or a cesarean above the pubic bone, these tears interrupt that magnetic field. They represent a strong resistance to the magnetic fields that account for the control of the hormonal system. And from the structural standpoint, these scars, they deter or suppress the pumping mechanism. Now, you kind of know this, too. You say, after my babies, I lost my tone there. My abdominal muscles weren't the same. I couldn't hold as well. You know you lost something there. But do we connect it to the postpartum blues? Do we connect it to the diseases that occur? See, that's the problem with science. To fund a study to claim that a woman that tears, that a woman that has an episiotomy, to a woman that's had a cesarean or a number of them, that she's more susceptible to a cancer or any other disease down in the pelvis or any other disease in the body. Forget studies like this. Because those studies have to meet certain mindsets and parameters. But if we were to look at health, and I mean any disease you get as an adult woman, if you look at it with a perspective that says, well, what's the woman's health profile? What are the dynamics of physiology that she optimizes or has maintained optimally that she brings to age 60 or age 70? And then you say, well, aren't we really taking one of the great vestiges of health and denying her that with these tears and cesareans and the consequences of childbirth? Wouldn't that have some significant impact on the advent of disease? If you look at it that way, well, then it's obvious. Of course it does. See, if this is your first day on this show, or if it's not, a lot of the ways I'll ask you to look at your health and the advent of disease don't add up to the way we think about health when we talk about studies show. If you're looking for studies show people with cesareans have more complications in the OBG department, or more cancer, or more senility, or more heart disease, well, you may be disappointed. Because Western science doesn't think this way. But if you look at it the way I suggested, well, then it's obvious. Of course it does. It's common sense. How many women are listening to this show today going, yeah, I know what he means. I did change after those births. How many children would be asking their mothers in response to this show today, Mom, what was my birth like? I heard it did things to you. We may take this for granted. You may take this for granted. It's so common. It's called birthing children. And you don't think about it. You get pregnant, you get through it as wonderfully as you can. The right perspective is to bring the glory of it to the experience. So who's thinking in these terms? Who's thinking that the woman is set up for a massive surgery or a catastrophic tear? Well, it may not be intelligent to think that way. But nonetheless, this is a reality. And we want you to deal with the reality. But the reality is, if you look at childbirth as a sacred exercise and you get educated about it, well, then you have that ideal birth. And lots of cultures do this. Yes, we have saved lives with the wonderful surgeries of obstetrics. Definitely, definitely reduced infant mortality and maternal mortality. But what you don't think about is how cultures, just through tradition, really understood how to birth children in ways we have lost. No one should be birthing without the benefit of a good midwife, a midwife that's right there during the birth, a midwife that's going to be respected to put her hands on that mother and coordinate that birth. And no woman should be without a doula right from the moment of conception, when sperm meets egg, the beginning of that 9-month gestation. No woman should be without a doula. Moms, as crazy as this sounds, you should be eating your placenta. Yes, I know, most of you just threw up. No, that is a stem cell-filled piece of you. And any good midwife or doula will support that statement. It is not witchcraft. It is not quack watch. These studies that are done that deny the efficacy of so many things are crummy studies. Why is the American public so sucker punched by the internet today? You know, I read on the internet that coffee enemas don't do anything. I read on the internet that midwives and doulas, it's not really necessary. I read on the internet that such and such. And you have to understand how myopic these studies are. Just because something's in a study and just because something's peer-reviewed doesn't mean anything necessarily. It could be peer-reviewed by a bunch of people who have already agreed on something. Make up your mind and publish the study. Not keep an open mind and then do the study. You need to understand the difference. You, the public, need to understand the way medicine really works, the way publications really go. Who funds the publication? What the slant is? You want to talk about fake news? Slanted studies should be right on the tail of fake news. Common sense, an ability to cut through the nonsense and feel the truth. That's the way the modern mind has to think. So what does your common sense tell you about childbirth? What does your common sense tell you about the complication of it with a cesarean? What does your common sense tell you about tears from vagina towards the anus? I think in that sense, it's simple. Your sacrum. Sacrum, I put an article on the website. Sacrum got its name from sacred, going all the way back to the Egyptians. Sacred and sacrum are the same word. Sacred and sacrum are the same word. Why sacrum? Well, the sacrum pumps. The sacrum and the psoas muscle have a love relationship. If the psoas is competent, the sacrum will pump. If the sacrum will pump, the perineum has tone. If the sacrum can pump and the perineum has tone, the baby will pop out with an ease and an elegance. If the sacrum is fixated and the psoas is anterior, as you press down, you will tear. Kind of simple that way. Ancient dance, not modern dance, ancient dance accorded one this benefit. Tai Chi, which I think broad range we know very little about, accorded a woman that benefit. Qigong accords a woman that benefit. Yoga, if it's done authentically and not myopically, as I think unfortunately all too often it's done in America, or it's done in the modern day. But in the essence of yoga, the sacrum will soften as the psoas will lengthen so that the pelvis will relax so that a woman can pop a kid out in 20 quick, easy minutes. Those of you who have been blessed by this event know what I'm talking about. Those of you who have been tortured by this event know what I'm talking about. The longer I am in medicine, the more respect I have for birth. As most men will tell you, they know nothing about this. Nor did I 25 years ago, watching it time and time and time again. What a marvelous spiritual experience. But it takes education. Pat yourself on the back for listening today. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. Get to the website, straighttalk.cc. I'm really going to take off in the second half of the show. Those of you spinning in health crisis, call my office, 714-850-1007. 714-850-1007. Happy Mother's Day to everybody. We'll see you next week. Okay. Let's get it on with part two. Most of you guys are on the website right now looking at the pictures. Fantastic. We can really dig into this subject. That's right. You walk into the office, you sit down, and you talk about your hormones. I'm thinking about your perineum. If you're female and you've had kids, I'm thinking about where's that perineum? What's the tone there? Because that's the root of your hormonal issue. And where are most of us at on that? Well, most of us are at the creams and the herbs and the hormonal solutions and how one gland affects another gland and this and that and the other thing. My head's down there in your perineum. Now, this is male too, but I'm not going to get to male right now. This is female day. I'm going to do the prostate show probably next week. Long before you get pregnant, a relationship with that psoas muscle is everything. It's everything. The whole purpose of athletics is to get in touch with that coordination between the psoas muscle and the sacrum. Without this, we are dumb Westerners. Dumb Westerners. Because we don't want to get into that relationship between psoas and sacrum. Sacrum, as I said on the show earlier, as in sacred, that sacrum pumps. There's a hinge there. And there's a vital experience you have to have with that hinge. The L5-S1 interface. The L5-S1 interspace. Absolutely critical. This is what belly dancing is about. This is what yoga is about. This is what Tai Chi is about. This is what Qigong is about. This is what Kung Fu is about. This is, whether they know it or not, what Lamaze is about. And the derivative of that is that when you contract the lower abdomen and the sacrum bends, you can really contract the perineum. Vaginal canal, rectum, urethra can really contract. Men, you can really pump the sacrum. Pump the sacrum so you can squeeze the prostate gland. That's how that gland gets healthy. That's how that vaginal area, rectal area, bladder area stay toned. When we say tone, there's a contractile power at work here. And with that contractile power comes the ability of the gland or the organ to squeeze its exudate, its poison, its excrement out of itself and into the reservoirs that will drain it out of the body. The pumping mechanism is so critical to the organs down there. You have a chronic prostatitis? Help me. You're my audience. Help me. I mean it. SOS to you. YouTube is filled with bullshit. It's bullshit. And the reason it's bullshit is because we're all on YouTube explaining situations and talking about solutions, and whether it's nutritional solutions, detoxificatory solutions, psychological solutions, or otherwise, unless you can squeeze organs by having structural sophistication, unless you can squeeze organs by evolving yourself to the point where you are structurally sophisticated, where you can isolate bones, sacrum, coccyx, unless you are structurally sophisticated to the point where you can really feel your perineal strength increase, you're going to be missing one of the most fundamental drivers on human health. Think that way with any disease you have. Think that way with any symptom you have. And get away from this idiotic YouTube-driven myopia about what you should do for your chronic prostatitis, what you should do for your benign prostatic hypertrophy, what you should do for your rectum and your hemorrhoids, what you should do for your infertility, what you should do for your polyps, what you should do for your endometriosis, what you should do, what you should do, what you should do for your specific disease that you have, that you're really interested in, as opposed to what somebody else has. Help me. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. This is Straight Talk on Health. You, the public, are being innocently deceived. I'm not saying the boogeyman is out there looking to screw you with idiotic perceptions of how to approach health. I am saying you are being innocently deceived by naive doctors and a stubborn American public and a dominant American Medical Association, all of which combined make something like perineal tone and what you have to do to get it, achieve it, maintain it, and strengthen it obsolete. Help me. Because right now, I will guarantee you, of the couple of thousand people listening right now, there's a percentage that are tuning in going, but he didn't say anything about my prostate health. Or, you know, my problem is pain during sex. Or I have menstrual problems. Or I have endometriosis. What do I do for that? You see? It's not that people are stupid. We are grossly undereducated. How do we get these concepts to you? How? What is it? Are you stupid? I don't think you're stupid. I think you're brainwashed. And the brainwashing isn't the AMA. It's not just the AMA. Our own holistic providers, chiropractors, acupuncturists, nutritionists, all of us, our model does not work. It doesn't. You healthcare providers listening to this show today, look at your statistics. Look at the percentages of time that you take someone with a disease. Okay? So I'm not talking about these foo-foo things, a few hot flashes, some minor low back pain. I'm talking about heavy stuff. And understand that it's your responsibility, it's our responsibility to render cure. And cure is not delivered with the current holistic model. because we've become scared of the public. Believe me, I know. Somebody comes to you. A woman comes to you with the type of problems in the OBG department or problems of anything. But let's stick to OBG. She can't get rid of her cystic issues. She can't get rid of her infertility problem. She can't get rid of things like tumors, benign or malignant. There's grave hormonal deficits. And you ask her, if you even understand it, to embark upon what it takes to create a relationship with the psoas and the sacrum and evolve it to the point where you can isolate the sacrum from L5, to the point where the woman will tell you, I'm starting to feel the increase in the tone. Suppose the beginning of that means she's got to lose 50 pounds. Right there, they're out of the game. If I really get into, step by step, the process, specific to the person in all the ways that people come in, you see the issue. So a moment to my fellow practitioners. You're looking for the office visit, and you're looking for the relationship. And while, yes, Rome's not built in a day, and it's going to take time to, by the third month, which is before the beginning of therapy, by the third or fourth month, if people haven't seen dramatic shifts against the money they're paying you, they're not going to stick around. And so you compromise. Instead of harping on the fundamentals that really drive the cure. You have any woman in your office with a perineal tear. You have any woman in your office that's had a cesarean. The first thing you do, one of the early things you do, is begin to explain it and address it. And if in the end therapy fails and they wander off to the next doctor or therapist or healer or shaman or whatever they're into, make sure they understand that there was something very fundamental and very major that was not addressed effectively. You have to do that. This is why I orient my shows this way. I chose a long time ago not to get into the typical nonsense because for as much as I did it and observed it, I didn't see it work. A nutritionist cannot simply dispense with herbs. A chiropractor cannot simply dispense with adjustments. A massage therapist cannot simply dispense with massage. An acupuncturist cannot simply dispense with needles and herbs. None of those practitioners, including the naturopaths, and whoever else I didn't mention, can expect to see the ball really move to cure, even to dramatic improvement, unless medicine is intelligently integrated, unless fundamentals are stressed. And this is what we tend not to do because we all know the moment. Yeah, I'm going to get into this right now. We're telling someone to go to bed an hour earlier or to give up sugar or to stop coffee or to deal with that scar or to get to a yoga class. If even any of those things are done correctly, we all know what we're going to face at the other end of the desk. You're going to face someone looking at you like, are you nuts? I don't have the time to crap each day. I don't have the time to cook a home meal. Do you realize I have rent to pay? And what this has created in the holistic community is a buckling. Nobody wants to drive the hard line, and it's okay just to move the ball one base. And in the end, when you look at your statistics, I can tell you they're poor. That's not what you wanted. Talking to everyone today, the moms that are listening to this, the husbands that didn't know, the practitioners that need to take a look at their profession, professions. Because you really can cure cancer, and you really can cure heart disease, and you really can cure a lot of diseases. But statistically, nobody does it. Because we have a society now that is so focused on what they got to do to survive that it's almost like we no longer have the luxury of a healing. And because of that, we've marginalized the process to go see your local chiropractor or nutritionist or acupuncturist. And those doctors have, if they even knew how to drive a real healing, have been forced to kick back and just deal with the limitations placed upon them by the society. And what we have collectively against the massive increase in chronic disease is a health community that's buckling to the society at large. So when I talk to you today, ladies, especially about perineal tone, get on it. Now, what was it? Show number, I wrote it down. Show number 18, that's Ellen Heed. She's one of a number of practitioners, but I think she's the best that does intravaginal work. And this is something that if you have a cesarean or you have an episiotomy, for all the reasons you heard me talk about in the first half of the show, needs to get dealt with. Because even if you isolate the sacrum and even if you fix the psoas, you're not going to be able to develop real tone there because the scar will prevent real contractile strength. And again, you cannot pump the cerebral spinal fluid to the brain at the rate required to drain the neurotoxins out of the brain. The brain is a bunch of cells. Those cells excrete. Those excretions are toxic unless they're pumped out of that area by great perineal tone. They build up too fast. Then they precipitate out of solution and they begin to destroy your neurons. And the neurons of the brain do not replace themselves with any type of efficiency. The brain is not the liver. The brain is not the heart. The brain is not the skin. The brain is not the lung. It's not the inner lining of the digestive tube. The brain is not the cortices of the bone or the marrow. The brain is the brain, and the brain doesn't do certain things. And one thing it doesn't do, it doesn't replenish its neurons. What you got is what you get. What you got is what stays. And when those neurons are toxic, when they are dealing with toxicological stresses that should have been pumped out of those spaces between the neurons, because you've torn your perineum, it's the beginning of your hormonal downfall. Help me with this. Help me with it because you say, I don't think people are getting this. It's too ahead of them. It's too ahead of most of our practitioners. Everybody's on a merry-go-round in a roller coaster ride. I'm just telling you what's coming. I don't care what profession you talk about. Chiropractic, acupuncture, naturopathy, Vedic practitioners, holistic medical doctors. We ain't cutting it. And between genetic engineering, the loss of the ecosystem, and every other thing coming down the pipe, we will not be standing up. You can't even get good medical care. So the movement has to come from within the public. You have to learn about your health in a conceptual sense, or you will never do the things you have to do. This is the No Shortcut Show. There are no shortcuts on this show. I've done lots of shows on how to open the psoas muscle. Anyone that's worked with me understands what it means to get the shift in the psoas. But if we're going to stick to a Mother's Day show, this is what you're thanking your mother for. It's one of the things. Birth is rough. It's a very rough thing. On the baby, but on the mother. Mothers age through birth. If you're newly married, if you've never been pregnant, before you get pregnant, make sure your health is where it needs to be. Most of all, make sure that you've got integrity, connection to the vaginal area, meaning a fluid psoas communicating with a mobile sacrum, strong perineal tone that goes with strength in the lower abdominal wall. Because then you're going to be able to handle a kid. The worst scenario is none of what I just said. You're not sleeping. You're usually on coffee, some form of a drug. You're not flexible. You're bathing in radiation each day, whether it's cell phones or you're sitting there at work in front of a computer. And then you get pregnant. The kid's already in trouble. That is not fair to a kid. It's not fair to our species. It's not fair to your love. It's just not fair to do that. And we're doing it. And we don't even know. The way we breed children is the beginning of why we have so much trouble. Yeah, you want a slanted viewpoint, but one that's on the money? Sick kids and sick mothers. Sick makes sick, puts sick in the world, and it ends up bad. Well, happy Mother's Day. Mothers love their kids. And they guard that love. It's what's so beautiful. But look at what they're putting up with. Their health is poor when they birth. During gestation, the growing embryo is subject to all these problems. And then the birth is difficult. And then the mother doesn't sleep. She loses bone because she's so deficient. The whole thing, in a sense, is a catastrophe. Now, doctors will look at things this way, the way CPAs look at the way you handle your money. Doctors will look at this process critically because they want it to go perfectly. And they do have those special cases that just did. So it's not with a negativity I'm bringing this to you today. It's with a positivity. Your health has to be optimal before that birth is concerned. But optimal in the sense of psoas and sacrum. After that, it's up to you. I pointed you in the right direction. After that, you got to get in touch with it. This is show 364. I have a lot of shows for you to discover here. So the perineum feeds the brain. That's the hormonal system. The perineum pumps, expands, and drains all those organs down low. I can throw in the guys now. You got a chronic prostatitis? It's because you're fixated down there. I don't care what herbs and antibiotics you put in there. Once those bugs have dug in deep, stasis within the prostate will be your issue. All right, now let's get to the show. Thus the pleasure of this new format. Let's get to the show. While all of this is going on, the fetus is feeling everything. The mother's not, the fetus is. The fetus has nothing to do. The fetus, the developing embryo, is organized by God, by nature, by the divine, to sit there looking for pleasure. It's 9 months of pleasure. And against everything I just said, it's not so pleasurable. That fetus can feel like it's defending its very life as it tries to process everything I just discussed. So is every chemical, structural, baby's born because the mother's not healthy with the cord around the neck, emergency C-sect because the kid is breech, fetal stress syndrome, the woman couldn't dilate, the kid was dying, the woman didn't dilate, the cord was around the neck. A million scenarios. You see them all the time. What, the kid's insulated to that kind of stress? No, it's being branded with it. It's being imprinted with it. The mother has horrible anxiety patterns. Anxiety patterns. The marriage, ensuing marriage, is not so good. The mother knows it. The family knows it. You don't think the kid knows it. That fetus is imprinted with everything I just said. And that's birth trauma. No one thought about birth trauma years ago. Birth trauma should be on the tip of everybody's tongue today to explain disease. Yeah, but he didn't say anything about my interstitial cystitis, my hemorrhoids, my periods, my cervical dysplasia. I want to know what to do about that. One thing you do about that, as well as one thing you do about any of your concerns, is go back and look at your birth trauma. Who is your mother? What was she thinking? And under what conditions were you popped into the world? Under what conditions did you gestate? Was she on the verge of divorce? Was your father turning into a beast? Was he beating your mother occasionally? Was he criticizing? Did your mom have to work much harder than she should have worked? Was your mom absolutely exhausted? Were you unplanned and therefore initially unwanted? Were you a cesarean? Were you breech? Were you born with the cord wrapped? Did your mom not dilate? Was there some sort of distress or stress syndrome occurring around your birth? We can go on and on and on and on. Because the point is, it puts you, the fetus, into shock. You go into shock, meaning you lose the autonomic balance. You lose the nervous system. Instead of being flooded with endorphins off the parasympathetic experience, you shift into a sympathetic dominant state. You are birthed and gestated in a sympathetic dominant state. You come into the world with an anxiety syndrome. That's huge. Because the first question you have to ask yourself is, are the autonomics working? You see, this is the thing. There we are all over YouTube blurbing about what you can do for your cancer, what you can do for your heavy medical toxicity, what you can do for your parasites. Do you realize if people had balance in the autonomic nerves, there wouldn't be a need for any of this? Everything works. The people with the balanced autonomic nervous systems are the ones who stay healthy. The people who bypass the tears stay healthy. It's the fundamentals, and in place of them, we're doing these large dialogues on all these different syndromes. You go to these conventions. One doctor talks about this, and another doctor talks about that, and another doctor talks about this. And what you have to do is find the doctor talking about what you have, and then do what that doctor says you have. This is dumb. D-U-M-B. Dumb. While we're doing that, we're not looking at what I'm talking about here. We're not looking at the autonomics. We're not doing and looking at our health practices. And even if we've hit a few of the fundamental health practices, like, let's say, yoga, there's no inquiry as to whether we're really doing an authentic practice. So collectively, there's an art to every piece of the health portfolio. There's an art to it. And there's very little focus and understanding and inquiry into whether or not that little piece of your health practice is being done correctly. I have a guy with a very bad intestinal problem. He's been everywhere. He's been all over. He's been to everyone. But he doesn't want to take a look at the fact that he clenches. And what does clenching have to do with suppurative irritable bowel syndrome? Ulcerative colitis on its way to surgery. What could clenching possibly have to do with that? His GI didn't say anything, nor did any one of his healthcare practitioners. And this is my point. Clenching means the autonomics are not working. Sympathetic dominant people clench. Clenching is a very bad sign. A very serious autonomic discord. Now add clenching to, say, with a female. A female's clenching, and she's had vaginal tears. Put those two together, end of program. You see how, if we thought that way, you will get response. But help me help you. How do we get this through your head? How? And don't just nod your head. Don't just nod your head. Ask yourself, if you're listening to the show, if you're thinking this way and doing something about it. Because unless you're really thinking this way and actively pursuing shifts along these lines, you're not going to get there. I will guarantee you, you will not see resolution to serious health concerns. I will guarantee you this. All you got to do is get healthy. And I think where we fail is we finally create a society now where we can't. It is starting to get beyond our ability. I can't go down to Brazil and do this rap. I can't go to the coal miners, the mineral miners of South Africa, and do this show. If you're spending 80 to 90 hours a week doing your thing so you can put food on the table, what good is any of this? And that's what I'm going to throw forth to you today. 40 years ago, a man could marry a woman and tell her, honey, you stay home. You're taking care of baby. I'm taking care of food. and basic supplies. I'll go bust my hump the next 5 years, because that's what I'm supposed to do as man of the family. And you sit here in the Garden of Eden and you take care of the kids. And he could do a pretty good job of that. He can't anymore. She's got to work. Rah, rah for feminism. Okay, fine. It's great. She can do the same things men can do. Of course. Wonderful thing. Beautiful. And the same pay. Let's get over all that garbage. But here's the bottom line. Here is the bottom line. Your kids suffer. Because you don't have the opportunity to get healthy. And that's what's going on now. And if you're an adult in your 50s and 60s and you're sick, you don't have the time. Time for what? Time to reverse, turn around, and neutralize the fact that every single thing we do, from the time we get up to the time we go to bed to the time we sleep, is killing us. There are options. I don't say this to simply give you bad news. I say this to bring awareness so you can put your foot down, draw a line, and start to do something about it. Long Beach, San Pedro, Torrance. Let's start there. Evacuate. Evacuate it tomorrow. Put your house up and sell it. Get out of these cesspools. Riverside. You live in Riverside? Pack a lunch and get out of there. We're there. We are there. If you're sick, if you want a healthy family, get out of this city. Don't BS yourself into thinking you're going to effectively compensate for a clean ecosystem because you did a cleanse last month. Be wise, my friends, be wise. I don't know. I think I'm done. On the site, listen to that Dr. Bale. He's such a genius. 37, 38, 39, 40. Wrote the book Mother's Signature. What a prince. God bless him. Dr. Bale, I hope he's still alive. He's probably 95, 96. World War II veteran. Just an amazing man. As far as I'm concerned, he's the second Freud. As far as he's concerned, from what I understand, he's the first Freud. Just being humorous. Bale, more than anyone, is credited with the fact that we can look at gestation as the formative years. Yeah, gestation, before you even pop out, it's already started. And you're in there processing everything I talked about today. That's what kids deal with from the minute the sperm meets the egg. And that's the perspective you got to have. But I'll leave that maybe for another show. But listen to him talk. If you suspect birth trauma has played a serious role in your life based on what I've said today, get his book, The Mother's Signature. Those of you out there that have listened to this show today, if you're spinning around, 714-850-1007, 714-850-1007, make the appointment, spend the dough, all right, to get put in the right direction and then get to work. You make more money in the long run. Don't worry about the money. The money comes if your head's on straight. If not, it never comes. And if it comes, it's not worth it. You've got no health to enjoy it. We'll see you next week.
Okay, that's a wrap. Don't forget to get to Dr. Medici's website at drmedici.com to look at the pictures and review the show as often as you wish. See you next week.